Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome back inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. This is Practice Report, is brought to you by Byers Auto. That is Spencer Holbrook, Tim May, Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward, and Ohio State is one day closer to their road trip to Nebraska for an early kickoff on Saturday as the November stretch run begins. We know for a fact that one thing Ohio State not talking about is being number 5 in the college football playoff rankings. Those came out the first batch. Everyone should probably ignore them, but then this would be a lot more boring sport if we didn't have any of this debate. I just think it looks clear, like it always does, Berm, that if Ohio State wins out, they're going to the college football playoff. And that was the one thing that Thayer Munford said. Chris Olave said, everyone who was asked about it, we're not talking about it. We know if we win out, we're going back to the playoff.
Yeah, Ryan Day's talked for the last couple weeks about the March Madness thing. Like, you just got to win in advance. And after last weekend's game against Penn State, I think Ohio State, any chance of trying to, as I said Tuesday, any chance of trying to sleepwalk through this is not going to happen. And if you listen to the guys tonight, they were all very focused on the fact and that, hey, Nebraska may be 3-6, but they're not that bad. And they need to come with their A game at 11 o'clock Saturday morning.
You were just trying to convince them Nebraska was good.
Hey, it's on tape.
It's on tape. It is on tape.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at the way this entire thing plays out, Ohio State has a couple more chances for marquee wins, and then you talk about going on the road at Nebraska. Meanwhile, the teams in front of them, one of them has to lose,
right?
And then another one doesn't have any more good games on its schedule to be found in Oregon. And so if Ohio State wins, like you said, there's nothing to worry about with this team, and I think that kind of helps them because you know, as opposed to the other years where a little bit of the pressure was on, you know, being undefeated and trying to stay in that mix, now it's okay, you have to win or you're not in that mix, and you have to try to get into it. And so I think that's going to help fuel this team. Not that it needed any more motivation, but there is a little bit of fire lit under these guys knowing that, hey, they're not one of the four best teams right now, and they still have a chance to be one.
Yeah, one of the cool things, though, about the rankings coming out when they do, which are won't be anywhere close to what the final ones are, is listening to them justify, listening to Bart and those guys justify why this guy is this, why isn't UC in the top four, et cetera. It's just always interesting to me because if you go back and replay all the press conferences before the last many years, it's the same hullabaloo, you know? And so, yeah.
Well, it's not the same. It's different every single week.
No, but it's the same. It's the same BS. I mean, I can justify it this way because just like you and I talked about, you can justify it any way you want to, but this is what it is. And so, I mean, Ohio State clearly wins out, it goes, because that means Michigan State's going to get beat. And like you just said, Georgia or Alabama's going to get beat. So, just let the ducks fall where they were. I think this team, from what I noticed,
unintended.
Yeah, that definitely was. I mean, that's going to be interesting. If you can't see the difference in Ohio State now compared to that day, but that's another story. Yeah. I just like the way these guys were talking about Nebraska. They're aware Nebraska's only has lost all these games, but by 8 points or fewer. They're understanding they're going into a situation, a combine, so to speak, where you've got a desperate coach with a desperate quarterback. But, you know, you can also look at it the other way. Nebraska always finds a way to screw it up in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think they know that. And it won't be hard, though, for Ohio State, and at least it doesn't seem to be, for these guys that we talked to tonight to focus in because they've seen Adrian Martinez a lot of times and they know the upside. They'll also know that there are plays that can be made against them.
Yeah.
They know that Scott Frost at times has come up with some plays that would keep them off balance just in games that they've played against each other. And as Berm was talking to them about them being 3-6 and the teams that they've played and put scares into, they will have seen that. You know, Thayer Munford's again, you know, talking about watching every game that they've played this year, as well as the meetings from the past. Like, Ohio State doesn't generally have much trouble with Nebraska in this series, but the fact that they cannot lose another game, as Spencer said, that they have the March Madness mentality that Berm brought up, that all those close games, it would be really easy to call this game a trap game, but it can't be one if you see it coming.
No, and that's the whole point. I mean, you look at Nebraska, and I think it is interesting. And I think maybe that's something we overlooked a week ago with Penn State. Penn State had already played Auburn. They'd played a big-time team that in a big-time primetime game, and much like Ohio State at Indiana, where we talked about how they'd already been through that night game on the road. So that atmosphere wasn't going to be a surprise. Mm-hmm. Penn State wasn't going to be surprised by the speed of Ohio State. And Nebraska's not going to be surprised because they've played Oklahoma's offense. They know what that type of speed is about. They've played Michigan State's offense and Michigan's offense, so they understand that road grader, you know, run-heavy mentality that Ohio State can switch to. I think it sets up for a game that is going to be tighter than people think. And if you remember 2 years ago in Lincoln, Scott Frost did this thing where they just ran the ball with the fullback up the middle a bunch of times, and like no one expected
that. Dusted off the mid-90s triple option.
Exactly.
You know, and they do have –
And then they threw it.
Yeah, they have versatility in their offense that a lot of teams in the Big Ten don't have. They're second in passing yards, but they're fifth in rushing yards. Like, they have an opportunity to mix things up. And as long as Scott Frost and Adrian Martinez don't just make a bonehead couple plays or decisions, I think that you're going to see a tighter game in the first half than maybe people think until the Buckeyes' talent stretches them out.
That might be a big ask, though. Yeah, go ahead.
I think what's interesting about, you know, they all say, we've watched the tape. We know how good this team actually is. We know what this team's actually capable of. But if they watch the tape, the flip side of that coin is, they see a team that can't mentally get out of its own way. And I think that's one of the things that Ohio State has had trouble with in short spurts this season is, you know, sometimes the Buckeyes, I think, just get in their own way. That this is Ohio State to the nth degree with Nebraska as far as not being able to get out of its own way. And so I think when you look at this game, Ohio State needs to be focused, yes. But if you get on the field and you realize Nebraska's not very focused because they have the capability of being, you know, way out in left field, this game could get ugly quickly. And I think that's one of the weird things about it is there's not going to be like a close, like, you know, Ohio State win. I think it's either, you know, a full-on upset or a blow.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Well, the Buckeyes have to go out and throw a haymaker early, right, Tim?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's what they did last time out there.
You want to derail them.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, this very a week ago, we were standing on this field, and I remember I posed that question, what kind of Penn State team is going to be coming in here? They've lost their main goal, which is playing for going for the college football playoff, probably the Big Ten championship game. They lost that. And what you saw was you saw a team come in and fight its rear end off. And what you also saw, though, and like Austin and I were talking about, you also saw an Ohio State offense that didn't finish things like it could have or should have and made it a closer game than it was. Like I keep saying, Ohio State was closer to 50 points than they were 30 points last week. And so I'm curious, you know, what Nebraska could have gleaned from that defensive tape that they can use on their own, how much fight they will have in there, how much fight will be in them considering what the situation is with their head coach, et cetera. And I think this is, like you just talked about, Berm, it's hard to get a grip on this game. It could be closer than you think.
I think the biggest
difference, it's a 14-point spread, right, which is interesting.
The difference between, you know, those two is I don't think what Penn State did was some schematic answer for Ohio State's offense because I don't believe that there is one.
Good players.
Good players are the only way that you have a chance against this Ohio State offense. And as Spencer alluded to, if they commit penalties, if they, you know, if they fumble the football, you know, that's going to obviously, if they're behind the chains because of that, or the play calling is slow to adjust to what the opponent's giving them, that's the only thing that has slowed them down. And then good players that are able to capitalize and keep it close. I don't see that part. I could see Nebraska potentially being able to move the ball on this Ohio State defense that, you know, they're going to be without Steel Chambers, who I think is the best linebacker at this point in the season. You may be able to throw it at times, but you know, we've also seen Adrian Martinez a lot of times. And the flip side to what brought this to this conversation is that Nebraska's defense, you know, they're not – the black shirts are long gone. Those are not in the wardrobe anymore.
They don't have the athletes Penn State has on defense.
Plus, what I was alluding to is the fact that Illinois ran for 350 yards or so against that same Penn State defense that Ohio State had trouble finding running lanes until basically, and it wasn't ever consistent. And that's what kind of blew your mind a little bit. I think a lot of people watched that game, the Illinois game, but I kept pointing out to people, Illinois didn't score very many points, you know? And
they ran 8-9 offensive linemen out there every play.
Exactly.
I mean, that was
exactly.
Penn State, I mean, we don't need to relitigate the Penn State game necessarily, but it was clear they tried to skate past Illinois without doing anything.
Yes.
In order to kind of catch Ohio State off guard. Nebraska
Oops.
Went out of their way last week to, you know, they had a big game against Purdue, one of their rivals in the Big Ten West. They had another huge letdown in the second half where they just fell apart. This is a team that last week we talked, has James Franklin lost his team? And I didn't think that it had happened yet. It may happen now more so than it did before the Ohio State game, because if you win that one, you salvage it. I think Nebraska's in a very similar situation. If they go out and get their doors blown off, Scott Frost's job is in jeopardy if he goes out and loses by 40 points to Ohio State. I honestly think if they have another 8-point loss, I think he'll keep his job through this year, to be honest. But I think that a blowout is a career ender for Scott Frost at
Nebraska. I think that was the game that they had to win. I mean, Trev Alberts felt comfortable enough to go to a wedding last week instead of monitoring that at home and finds out they lose to Purdue. And
I agree with Austin. But I think that was the big one.
Anyway, yeah, Spencer, you had some?
Just to kind of, I guess, put a bow on the Penn State to Nebraska thing in the Ohio State offense and trying to slow them down. Like, Penn State was, if nothing else, Penn State was a little resilient in the way that Ohio State took a 10-point lead, Penn State came back, threw another punch. Ohio State took another lead, Penn State came back, drove down the field, ended up turning the ball over. But the point remains, like, Penn State was able to continue to try to throw punches. Whether they landed or not, they continued to throw them. And you wonder, with a Nebraska team that's 3-6, that doesn't really have a lot to play for right now other than its own coach's job, and is going to throw a lot at Ohio State, you wonder how long those punches can even be thrown. And when you're playing a team as relentless and, I guess to steal a Texas moniker, all gas, no brakes, that Ohio State actually is.
Wait a minute.
That
you're Ohio calling State, that a Texas moniker,
well,
Spencer?
That's just.
Have you ever met Anthony Schlegel?
It's a wonderful college football cliche.
But yeah, it's a great cliche. But you know, this
I think it's
Ohio
a race
State,
car thing.
This Ohio State offense really does epitomize that. And when you look at the way they play, can Nebraska continue to throw those? I don't think so.
Here's
so,
the thing:
I was trying to be nice after yesterday.
Yeah.
And then Spencer goes and does that, and now here we go again.
Wow. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Anyway.
But no, wait a minute. Let me finish.
No,
I'm gonna
no
make
we're done
one,
with that.
One more point. You take turnovers out of Nebraska, about three or four Nebraska's games, it's a totally different year.
Well, you can't.
But you can't.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Adrian Martinez has proven over the last three plus years, you can't take those out
no,
of his game.
No, you can't.
You know he's going to be good for one or two of those, and you just got to take advantage of it.
And you know how Ohio State's preparing for that? Cody Simon, for our Wednesday update, the last people on the field, and all of the linebackers were right over here on this Jugs football machine.
Can I make that same prediction again this week?
Making sure that they were working on their hands. I think that's two, maybe three, that Cody Simon has had a real opportunity to catch. That one slip through his hands last week. So those linebackers will be trying to jump in the passing lane. And I've never seen them, the linebackers. I've seen the wide receivers after practice over there doing that. First time I can remember a Wednesday night in here, Burn.
Watch the video from last week's game against Purdue, and you'll see why they're doing it.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
Or pop in any Adrian Martinez game for the last four years.
Wow. Okay.
True.
I can't remember the linebackers doing it.
True.
It would have proven your point. It's my point.
Well, I have a lot of evidence because we've all seen Adrian Martinez play a lot of football. He will be out there again on Saturday at 11 in the morning against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Looking forward to being out there with these guys and bringing you full coverage of Ohio State and Nebraska on LettermanRow.com. It's part of the On3 Network. You can subscribe right now for $10 for an entire year. It's a wonderful deal. That's Spencer Holbrook, Tim May, Jeremy Birmingham. I'm Austin Ward. This has been the Practice Report. As always, it's brought to you by Byers Auto. We will see you on Saturday in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.